The following exercise is used to allow yourself to explore your pain in a different way. It is best to have a good foundation in creating a safe place before you start this exercise. After developing some skill with this technique, you may also find it helpful in problem solving for other issues besides your pain. As always, if you find that the image is too scary or you become anxious, just open your eyes. You are in control here. Begin by closing your eyes and focusing on the in and out of your breath. Instead of tensing and relaxing your muscles, let your imagination move the breath into places of tension in your body. And as you breathe out, let the tension go. Breathe it out into the room where it disappears. Breathe into the face and jaw, around the eyes, and breathe out the tension. Breathe into the arms and breathe out the tension. Breathe into the trunk, the chest, abdomen, pelvis and back, and breathe out the tension. Breathe into the legs and breathe out the tension. Now take a few moments to breathe into any residual areas of tension in your body and mind, and breathe out the tension. Each time you breathe out, feel yourself going deeper and deeper into the darkness and quiet of your own inner world. Now imagine yourself in a beautiful meadow, the sun shining overhead, not too hot and not too cool, a gentle warm breeze caressing your body. A sense of peace and safety accompany you. No harm can come to you in this imaginary place. You are in control. In the distance, you can hear the birds singing. Perhaps some wind chimes. And the wind in the trees. The smell of new mown hay and the fragrance of 100 flowers fills the air. Walking along the meadow path is done without effort or strain. Approach a small bridge leading over a clear, babbling brook and take a moment to listen to its sounds. Go over the bridge to the other side, to this special quiet place. Up ahead, you see a house. Go to the house, up the stairs, and open the door. There is a sense of having been here before. The house is familiar and safe. As you enter the house, you observe that it has one room, divided into two parts by a clear, plexiglass partition. You find yourself on one side of the partition, which stretches from one end of the room to the other, from floor to ceiling. On your side of the partition is a comfortable chair. Take your seat in front of the partition and make yourself comfortable. Get in touch with your pain and place it outside of you, behind the clear partition. Give it a color, a form, a shape. It can be a symbol of what your pain feels like or a cartoon character. See what comes up for you. Remember, this image is under your control and must stay behind the clear partition until you decide to do something with it. Now that it is before you, would you like to ask it any questions? Like, why are you here? When will you go away? What can you teach me? Do you have any other questions you'd like to ask it? As you examine this image before you, can you think of a way to change that image? For example, change the color or the shape. If it's hot, perhaps pouring cold water on it. Or if it's cold and dark, letting the sun shine on it to warm it up or brighten it. See what you can do. If one thing doesn't work, try something else. When you do this, how does it make your pain feel? When you have completed your exploration, make a decision. Take the pain back, leave it behind, or take part of it with you. Now make your decision, walk out the door, closing it behind you, and go down the steps. Take the path to the bridge, and listen to the babbling brook sounds as you go over the bridge into the meadow once again. Feel the sun, listen to the birds, smell the flowers, and feel the gentle warm breeze. Take the path through the meadow until you are far away from the bridge and the house. Go to your safe place. Once you have created it, return to your breath focus and repeat the word or phrase on the in-breath or on the out-breath or both. If you become distracted by your thoughts, simply go back to your breath or focus. If you have become distracted, gently guide your awareness back to your focus.